Book 10 begins on page 103. Keep in mind what's just happened. We've just defeated the Cyclops, even though we taunted him and he cursed us. We're pretty worried about that curse, right? Now the men are left back out in the sea, sailing on, still trying to get home. Page 103. Thence we went onto the Aeolian island, where lives Aeolus, son of Hippotas, dear to the immortal gods. It is an island that floats, as it were, upon the sea, iron bound with a wall that girds it. Now, Aeolus has 6 daughters and 6 lusty sons, so he made the sons marry the daughters. Go ahead, you can say it.
Ew.
Yeah, okay, it's ancient Greece. He made the sons marry the daughters, and they all live with their dear father and mother, feasting and enjoying every conceivable kind of luxury. All day long, the atmosphere of the house is loaded with the savor of roasting meats, till it groans again, yard and all. But by night, they sleep on their well-made bedsteads, each with his own wife between the blankets. These were the people among whom we had now come. Aeolus entertained me for a whole month. There's that good Greek hospitality, right? A whole month, asking me questions all the time about Troy, the Argive fleet, and the return of the Achaeans. I told him exactly how everything had happened. And when I said I must go, and asked him to further me on my way, he made no sort of difficulty, but set about doing so at once. Moreover, he flayed me a prime oxhide to hold the ways of the roaring winds, which he shut up in the hide as in a sack, for Zeus had made him captain over the winds, and he could stir or still each one of them according to his own pleasure. He put the sack in the ship and bound the mouth so tightly with a silver thread that not even a breath of a side wind could blow from any quarter. The west wind, which was fair for us, did he alone let blow as it chose. But it all came to nothing, for we were lost through our own folly. So Odysseus again asks for a present, and this time his present is a huge bag, and the bag is filled with all of the winds, which is an important thing for a sailor, right? Only one wind is left out of the bag, the west wind. Why might this be good for Odysseus?
So he can go home.
Yeah, it's going to blow him straight home. No rowing, no storms, no problems. Easy peasy, right? I haven't seen it yet, but people always tell me that this reminds them of a certain cartoon, a little yellow character.
SpongeBob, yeah.
Yeah. All right. But we had some foreshadowing, right? He said it all came to nothing. We were lost through our own folly, folly meaning foolishness. 9 days and 9 nights did we sail, and on the 10th day, our native land of Ithaca showed on the horizon. We got so close in that we could see the stubble fires burning. And I, being then dead beat, fell into a light sleep, for I had never let the rudder out of my own hands, that we might get home the faster. On this, the men fell to talking among themselves, and said I was bringing back gold and silver in the sack that Aeolus had given me. Bless my heart, would one turn to his neighbor, saying, how this man gets honored and makes friends whatever city or country he goes. See what fine prizes he's taking home from Troy, while we, the ones who have traveled just as far as he has, come back with hands as empty as we set out with? And now Aeolus has given him ever so much more. Quick, let's see what it all is and how much gold and silver there is in the sack he gave him. What do the men assume?
It's gold.
Yeah, they think it's treasure. And Odysseus is holding out on them. Odysseus stayed awake for 9 days and 9 nights. Think of what trait that is. No one else can row the ship, but steer the ship but me. And then finally, he's human, he's mortal, he has to sleep. And while he's asleep, thus they talked and evil counsels prevailed. They loosened the sack, whereupon the wind flew howling forth and raised a storm that carried us weeping out to the sea and away from our own country. Then I awoke and knew not whether to throw myself into the sea or to live on and make the best of it. But I bore it, covered myself up, and lay down in the ship, while the men lamented bitterly as the fierce winds bore our fleet back to the Aeolian island. When we reached it, we went ashore to take in water and dined hard by the ships. Immediately after dinner, I took a herald and one of my men and went straight to the house of Aeolus, where I found him feasting with his wife and family. So we sat down as suppliants on his threshold. They were astounded when they saw us, and said, Odysseus, what brings you back here? What god has been ill-treating you? We took great pains to further you on your way home to Ithaca, or wherever it was you wanted to go. Thus did they speak, and I answered sorrowfully, my men have undone me, they and cruel sleep have ruined me. My friends, mend me this mischief, for you can if you will. I spoke as movingly as I could, but they said nothing till their father answered, "Vilest of mankind, get you gone at once out of my island. Him whom heaven hates will I in no ways help. Be off, for you come here as one abhorred of heaven." And with these words, he sent me sorrowing from his door. So what does he ask Aeolus for?
Another present.
And what does Aeolus say?
No,
of course not. But why? Yes, exactly. He says, surely anyone with luck as bad as yours must be cursed by the gods. Get away from me.